My good wood, do-do-do-do-do-do. We split it just right, do-do-do-do-do-do. Fit in your pipe, do-do-do-do-do-do. Keep you on through the night.
For the love of football. Ready? It's time for victory. We making history. We the new big thing. Ain't no mystery. Believe me when I say the big game's on. Better tune in. That new thing about to take off. Ready to face off. Look me in the eyes. I'm so game ready that I'm all up in your mind.
Time, all XFL, all the time. Let's go to the news, Lou.
Oh, here, I am Lou.
Here are the power rankings. Are you ready?
Come on,
number 8, Seattle Dragons.
Oh, and I think I picked them this week. Number, the Wood Brothers did too.
Number 7, the Tampa Bay Vipers, coming off a great game. They shut out the defenders, and that's Mark Trestman's team, Lou.
Mark Trestman, coach of the CFL, NFL, and XFL.
All three leagues we covered this season on the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast. Yes. Number 6, the LA Wildcats.
All right. Well, considering they had a purge after the first week on their team.
When you lose your defensive captain, that's a tough one there. Yeah. Number 5, the New York Guardians.
Well, the Guardians, you know, they got rid of McClown. McGroin, whatever his name was. I'm glad he's gone.
They did not have Josh McClown.
No, they had McGroin or somebody. I don't know who they had, but he had, you know, he was...
Number 4, my team, Lou, the DC Defenders. They're still in the hunt for the playoffs.
Yes, they are. Don't worry. Save the date. Speaking of which, April 26th.
That is the Ultra Bowl or whatever they're going to call it, the X Bowl.
And the Spring Picnic.
The Spring Picnic. There you go. All combined. Number 3, Lou, the Dallas Renegades. I wonder, it's a Texas team, you know. Number 2, the St. Louis
Battlehawks. Fly Hawks fly.
Fly Hawks fly with an E. The Battlehawks with an E. If they were smart, they would have done that. And of course, the number 1 team with the big star of the league, PJ, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Now, he
is McGroin.
It's BJ McGroin. The Houston Roughnecks, number 1 in the power rankings. Lou.
And did you notice that the Houston Roughnecks logo
is
the oil well?
Oh, okay.
As was the Houston Oilers.
Right.
Yeah, just a little bit of XN crossover.
They got to make sure.
Other than Mark Trestman.
I'm sure the guy who bought the team is an oil man, Lou. Okay. The highest number for attendance are both associated with you, Lou. The 3-1 St. Louis Battlehawks with an E has a record average of 29,554 fans.
Yes!
And the New York Giants, the New York Guardians, now have 12,116 per game. And you know both are inflated numbers. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, nonsense. Have you seen the Battle Hawks?
The Battle Hawks are fired up.
The fans, they got the wings. They got it going, I tell you. You got to love that, St. Louis Battle Hawks fans. Go down. Root the Battle Hawks.
All right. Lou, you should be their mascots. All right. Landry Jones of the Dallas Renegades, he's an ex-Steeler backup, had such a bad game against the Houston Roughnecks that the Houston defensive back, Charles James, asked the camera officer, "Is your mic on?" When they replied yes, James shouted, "Landry Jones, get the f*** out of here!" That is some classic bench jockeying, sir. You get the bench jockey of the week, Landry Jones. All right. If the XFL expands, Lou, should 1, Chicago get a franchise, and 2, shouldn't they follow the St. Louis rule and have them in cities without NFL franchises? What do you think about that question there? That's not your question of the week, by the way.
Oh, thank God. I'd like to see Chicago have a team.
I would too.
You know, definitely would like to see Chicago have a team. Not play at Soldier Field.
Well,
you know, maybe play at some football field in Lincoln Park or something and have wooden stands.
maybe the high school, you know, the high school campus has a good stadium they could use.
I don't know if they could fill Lincoln.
You bring up a good point. If you could find a stadium in Chicago that holds, let's say, 20,000, wouldn't you rather do that, have a full stadium every week?
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah. And that's why they'll go to Schaumburg.
Well, they'll probably go up to Northwestern Stadium or something like that.
Can't sell booze. They're not going there.
All right. So, Lou, I have some suggestions for some names. If it's the Columbus, Ohio Massacre, the Memphis Blues Brothers, that's good.
If you say so. Yourself.
The Las Vegas Rat Packers. What do you think of that?
Rat Packers. Good.
And the Las Vegas
right.
team. The Albuquerque Art Forgers. What do you think of?
I have no idea, so I love the name. I'd be one of those guys at the bar. Who the fuck are they?
And finally, Lou, this is a natural, the Wichita Linemen. All right, that's our XFL report for the week. Lou, you're a father.
I am.
What do you think of the movement within parenting to not let boys play football anymore? Do you think that's a legitimate gripe for a parent?
Well, yeah, you don't want your kid getting his brain scattered. There could be a little overkill. I mean, what are they going to stop next? Heading in soccer? I mean, I think they do that up to a certain age.
Right.
You know, it's definitely, you know, you like to avoid your kid walking into walls for no apparent reason.
Now, do you think they maybe should play like a flag football until like they're 12 and then get in the pads?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, they should actually play with no helmets.
Oh, all right.
This way they're not throwing their head in there.
What other pads would you wear besides, would you wear a full uniform besides the no helmet? Like, would you wear a helmet without a face mask?
Like a rugby helmet. Protect your ears.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing major.
Lou is rewriting the rules book as we...
Make it just maybe a higher grade sandlot football.
All right.
I mean, I don't remember kids getting hurt that bad playing sandlot.
Well, again, I think maybe... You have to come somewhere in between flag football and putting on full pads. Because I really do believe that kids, their brains are still developing,
you
blah, blah,
blah. Pee-wee football's been around since before you and I.
Yes. My brother had the pads on, yes.
They're starting to find out shit now that they didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, do you throw the baby away with the bathwater? I don't think so. I think
I agree. I totally agree. And the NFL's making making changes to their rules. Kickoff rule, I think, is one that saves a lot.
Yeah, and I actually think of a bigger threat to child safety in sports are aluminum bats in baseball at a young age.
Well, that's pretty much self-evident.
You want to talk about hand-eye coordination, you know, these kids at 10, 11, 12, you know, right. I mean, yeah, that ball, I mean, why do you think the pros still play with wood?
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it. That I think is
Lou, are you investing in a new bat company next year for youth?
For youth? No. No, just I'm
all right. Besides our other stock tip, buy the XFL.
Buy XFL, baby.
Not the XFL, the MFL.
MFL. Side note, neither the commish or Lou Dickman or any name they are associated with are investors in the MFL.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou, for that disclaimer. So besides that tip, invest in youth baseball, wooden bats.
Wooden bats. Get rid of metal.
That's Lou's
and
financial tip of the week.
I'm not talking about Metallica.
So, Lou, your question of the week is a good one.
God, I've had questions the last 10 minutes.
I know. This is your weekly question of the week. If you had to power rank the following four sandwiches, Lou, which order would you put them in? Are you ready? Whopper, Big Mac, Chick-fil-A's Original Chicken, and Arby's Roast Beef. How would you power rank that? Starting with number four, Lou...
Wow. Not having an Arby's since they were on North Avenue in Wells. Oh, and it was never before midnight. I gotta put the Arby's in the packet of horseradish sauce right up there to number one, baby. That sandwich was outstanding.
Oh my gosh, you went to number one first. Now we're gonna go to number two of the. So what's left is Whopper, Chick-fil-A, and Big Mac. Who's number two?
Definitely the Whopper.
The Whopper. All right, that's surprising. So, okay, so between the Mac and the Chick-fil-A.
Mac, I gotta go Mac.
Oh, so you go all beef, the first three, and you leave the chicken for last.
And your point is?
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend. Go XFL!
Official bar. This is a commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's XFL Safety Service. When you need to be safe, see Lou and remember.
XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway. Your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL.